Nolte, CNN ratings hit 9-year low. By John Nolte on January 30, 2023. CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and political violence, has seen its ratings collapse to a 9-year low. CNN just notched its lowest ratings in 9 years across all its day parts for the week of January 16 through January 22, 2023. According to Nielsen, averaging just 444,000 viewers in primetime, 93,000 in the all-important age 25 to 54 news demographic, and 417,000 in viewers and 80,000 in the demo for total day. It's the first time since May 2014 that the network failed to reach 450,000 viewers. By comparison, during the same period, Fox News drew 1.4 million viewers and 176,000 in the demo, while MSNBC notched 629,000 total viewers and 69,000 in the demo. In primetime, Fox News had 2 million viewers, 256,000 in the demo, and MSNBC had 943,000 viewers and 91,000 in the demo. Especially humiliating for CNN's new chief, Chris Licht, is that his one big move, CNN This Morning, is suffering catastrophic ratings. The new morning show, which is anchored by left-wing terrorist enabler and credibly accused sexual assaulter Don Lemon, earned just 331,000 average viewers throughout the week. How bad is that? Well, the previous morning show, New Day, was already such a ratings disaster. Licht chose that time slot to make his first big programming move. I guess Licht thought this would be an easy win for him. After all, how could the ratings get any worse than they already were at New Day? Enter Don Lemon. For some insane reason, Licht plucked Lemon out of his failed primetime spot and dropped him into mornings. Nobody likes Don Lemon. Who wants to wake up to a smug, left-wing serial liar? And so the impossible has happened. The CNN This Morning ratings are already lower than New Day's ratings. Failure theater. It's so much fun to watch. Licht's latest genius move is to have CNN air Bill Maher's overtime segment on Friday evenings. That's HBO's real-time segment with Bill Maher that airs exclusively online after the show's conclusion. What does Licht think that's going to accomplish? Last week, only 799,000 people watched real-time. Sure, 799,000 is better than Knoll's numbers, but Bill Maher is just another leftist talking head. Sometimes he strays from the leftist plantation, but he is a man of the left. So this is just more of CNN being CNN. And since America hates and is soundly rejecting CNN, this is another terrible, and desperate, idea. Licht, naturally, is ignoring all of this. Instead, he's making zero changes that matter and still talking about gaining America's trust. I think we have to restore trust. It's that simple, the recently told the far-left Los Angeles Times. You can talk to a lot of different people as to why that has eroded. But as opposed to looking back, I will say one of our missions is to restore our reputation as the most trusted name in news. We certainly have research that shows that trust has eroded. How does he expect to restore trust when all the same people responsible for this? Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Global warming hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. Frame McGough for alleged Paul Pelosi assault narrative. Still work at CNN? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.